Quest tried counterclockwise, and the key turned a short way, then stopped. Nothing happened. Quest cursed again and turned the key back clockwise. It continued about a quarter of the way around from its starting point and stopped with a click. A muffled grinding sound was heard, followed by the grating of stone on stone. The door moved inward several feet and then slid to the left to reveal an opening of darkness. With a buzz, the huge green fly with scarlet eyes that Darian and Blue had seen earlier zipped between them, over the heads of the crew, and into the square black hole. Darian grimaced and glanced at Blue. The Andari raised his sword.
"Can't see a damned thing,"
said Quesh, trying to peer in. Then Quesh and the other nearby crew members cried out, gagged, and backed away. Darian caught the hint of an overpowering stench, rotten, acrid, and metallic. A dark mass emerged from the pyramid, moving like a thick swarm of flies. The men retreated. Before they had gone more than a few steps, the mass coalesced into the form of an impossible nightmare. Its head was that of a fly, 10 feet wide, with scarlet eyes. And its mouth was a grotesque slash of uneven, jagged fangs ending in a harpoon-like proboscis. Its massive body was also like that of a fly, but with a dozen clawed legs that heaved it forward through the mud with an almost desperate motion, as if it had just been born into this world. Damp, transparent wings were stuck to its back, and from between the wings, 6 long, segmented tentacles, with spiky hairs like those on its body, sprouted up and squirmed like maggots. The tentacles shot toward the crew. Each one whipped around a sailor, including Captain Quesh, lifting them through the air and smashing them to the ground. Then it tossed the bodies through the dark entrance behind it. The remaining crew turned and ran screaming in terror for the jungle. Darian and Blue backed away, but stayed facing the horror with swords raised as it peeled the wings up from its back with a ripping sound and launched itself through the air. It was upon the sailors before they could reach the trees. In a few moments, it landed back at the pyramid with its tentacles full of victims. These it did not crush, but instead held in the air, its tentacles wavering. A strange green light flowed from the demon's head and through the tentacles to envelop the men. Blue drew and hurled his hunting knife at the demon's right eye. It struck, but glanced off the faceted organ. The sailors held by the tentacles turned pale, then shrunk like mummies and broke apart like sandstone, their remains crumbling to the ground. Darian moved to the right so that the thing could not easily attack both him and Blue. It launched itself through the air at the Andari and landed with a splattering sound in the circle where Blue had stood. The Andari had saved his life with a prodigious leap, tumbled, and regained his feet. The demon whipped a tentacle at Blue. The Andari swung his sword and struck the appendage. His blade broke, and he was knocked to the ground. Another tentacle wrapped around him and lifted him up. Blue had slipped his arms to his sides to protect his ribs before being grasped, but even the great strength of his iron-thewed arms was unable to free him from the monstrous grip. Darian threw his dagger. It plunged into the thing's fat body. An unholy sound like metal scraping against metal ripped forth from the hell of its jagged maw. Darian dashed around toward the thing's flank, hoping it needed to see with those horrible scarlet eyes. A tentacle shot toward him, and Darian danced to the side. His rapier was almost within reach of the thing when another tentacle struck him down. His rapier flew from his grasp and landed in the mud. Darian was lifted into the air. The demon held him in front of its eyes, as if gloating or lingering over its meal. Darian was all but crushed to unconsciousness by the demon's clasp. A few yards away, he saw Blue smothered in a sickly green glow. The Andari no longer struggled. Remains of the sailors covered the muddy ground. The others were dead in the Black Pyramid. Darian felt his hope being drained from him even faster than his physical strength. He was engulfed by horror and despair, descending into hell for the final moments of consciousness. How Darian found the strength to act, he would never know. He would later ponder whether it was that nebulous trait known as courage, or perhaps sheer stubbornness when it came to giving up his life, or maybe Dijo's simple charm gave him the magical aid he needed. But in fact, the source of his strength in that seemingly hopeless end came from something far stranger. For a moment so brief it could not be measured, Darian had an inner vision of himself as a vast, eternal being that was merely operating the temporary form known as Darian Vin, as a child plays with a doll. This astounding revelation was beyond the grasp of Darian's brain and was thus forgotten the following moment. He only knew that he was roused by a strange volition and filled with a new energy and will, whereas before his life force had been all but sapped. He reached to his thigh strap with his one free hand, drew his second dagger, and struck. Its point thrust perfectly between two protective coils of the tentacle and plunged to the hilt. Ha! The demon let out a surprised screech and released its grip. Darian fell, landed, and bounded several steps to snatch up his rapier. The demon lashed out another limb like a giant whip. He dove under the tentacle, rolled forward, and sprang like a grasshopper through the air at the demon's head. The tip of his rapier pierced the thing's enormous left eye and plunged straight into the demonic equivalent of a brain. A scream rent the sullen swamp air like a knife through the flesh of the world. A scream unlike any that had ever been heard on Plumora before, or would ever be heard again thereafter. The demon jerked back its head, while Darian still grasped the rapier, throwing him 20 feet away into the mud. He looked up to see the demon thrashing about, and was nearly knocked over by Blue's body as it flew through the air and tumbled next to him. Darian dragged the Andari's body toward the dubious cover of the jungle with desperate strength, going almost deaf and mad from the unearthly screaming that had never been meant for human ears. Then the screaming stopped, and there was a noise like a sudden burst of flame. Darian looked up to see a mass of flies that then exploded in a green cloud. The edge of the cloud drifted toward him, and he vomited as he caught its scent. Choking and coughing, he heaved Blue into the trees. He looked back to see the cloud dissolving. The body of the demon was gone, though whether it was killed or only banished from this world, he neither knew nor cared.